Hello.
Hey, Batman, why don't you go deliver those fucking bathtubs with your bald-headed ass for Daddy? That's right, I said it, Batman.
Yeah, why don't you be a fucking man and tell me who this is?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Jurbel.
I don't understand.
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Jurbel.
You're a fucking asshole.
What?
What are you talking about?
Are you?
You're a fucking asshole. Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Jurbel. Dr. Roy Jurbel. Dr. Roy.
What?
Jurbel!
Thanks, Joe DeVita, for that intro song way back in 2019, I think. And thanks, Mrs. Synthhead, for reminding me of that old prank about Daddy Batman that I don't even remember. I have no idea what I was even talking about in that one. So hello, everybody. This is episode 875 of the Snowplow Show. It is brought to you by Lord and Lady of Veggies, Bar Patron, Jake J, Craig's Mom's Bush, and Yellneck M. They support the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers. And maybe you should too. You get an extra show every week. Almost every week, anyway. I'm trying to make it every single week this year. So far, I'm doing pretty good, I think. Last year, I did awful. You guys sent me a few things for Christmas this past Christmas, which I know was like 5 months ago, but I wrote some of it down and not all of it, so that's gonna make me an asshole. But I got Christmas cards from Darnell, and I got a noise filter and an internet switch from Gabe. Those were from my Amazon wish list. I got a box from Halfalfa that had socks in them, and I got a box from Gordo that had socks in them, and also an AT&T shirt that I wear all the time. I got a couple of Grandstream phone routers from Jeffrey G and Edgar B. I meant to mention all this stuff back around Christmas, but, you know, better late than never. Recently, Halfalfa sent me some dandelion tea bags. Basically, he teabagged me. Thanks for that, Halfalfa. Halfalfa, not Halfalfa. I haven't tried any of it yet, but maybe I will. I'm kind of afraid of new things. Caged Fecal Fight Deathmatch sent me some Hue bulbs and an internet switch. I now have plenty of internet switches. And Cameraman sent me a very nice Christmas card, and there's other stuff too. That's all that I wrote down. I always have a big pile of papers and mail here on my desk, and I know some other stuff is buried in there. But thanks everybody who's ever sent me stuff. I really appreciate it, even though usually I forget and I don't say anything about it, like a big old jerk. But I didn't have any announcements today, really, so that's what I'm doing. I'm thanking you guys for Christmas cards and other miscellaneous stuff.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Motherfucker.
Hi, this is Patty. Please leave me a message and I'll call you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Patty, are you there? Hello, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello. Patty. 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 Patty? Hello, Patty. Patty is... Or Brian, are you there? Hello? It's your neighbor. Okay, I'll try Brian.
This is Brian speaking.
Oh, hey, Brian. Are you doing that rummage sale this weekend?
Hang on a second.
Why? What are you doing?
Hang on.
What's happening? Are you okay?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, it's your neighbor. It's Steve Dave.
Okay.
Are you doing that rummage sale?
It's who?
Steve Dave. Are you doing the rummage sale?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. It's hard to get anything out of you. Hey, I'm going to be setting up a table in your driveway. I'm going to be doing face painting for the kids.
No, you're not. I don't have a driveway.
Well, you know, just there in front of the house. I just want to set up a table. It's okay. I'm your neighbor. It's Steve Dave. But I'm going to be doing some face painting for the kids. Hey.
Hello.
Patty. I just tried to talk to Brian. He's being a real jerk.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Oh, this is Steve Dave, your neighbor. I was calling about your rummage sale that you're having.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put a table up in your yard and I'm going to do a face painting for the kids.
Yeah, no.
No, it's fine. I'm going to dress up like a clown.
The answer to that is no.
Well, no, I wasn't asking. Look, I already talked to Brian. You know, the men have already spoken about it. And, like, what are you laughing about? What's so funny?
Yeah, there's the answer to that all is no. So, I don't know what you're trying to do and punk me, but I think we're done here.
I'm not punking anybody. Like, why was Brian such a weirdo about the whole thing?
I don't really have no idea who is this.
Oh, this is Steve Dave. I use your Wi-Fi to get on the internet.
Oh God.
What do you mean?
Steve Dave, I would like for you to go away. Okay.
Bye-bye. What? Okay, I'll see you on. All right, I got this list from a guy named Jay. I think that's his name. He says, I just found a list of the addresses participating in a neighborhood rummage sale this weekend. I reverse addressed a few and saw they listed some phone numbers, so I don't know if you want this on such short notice. The sale is this weekend, or if it could be used for a future thing, but here it is. And he sent me this giant spreadsheet of, it's basically just addresses. There's no phone numbers included, but I went to fastpeoplesearch.com, and I put this first address in, and I just reached Brian and Patty. It had their phone numbers in there, and they both worked, and that was my first try at this. So that gives me hope that this could be a good list, and the list is huge. I'm never going to get through all of these. There's 127 entries, and it just has their address, no names, just the address, and it has the type of items they're going to have. And it has their start time and end time. So, I'm going to cross Brian and Patty off of the list because they're jerks. Oh, wow. He gave me view access only. I don't have edit access. What am I supposed to do? Oh, I can make a copy? Okay, I'll do that. And then I'll just delete his dumb old list because I have my own now. And this whole thing could be a mess. You know, the rest of them might not pick up. I don't know how this is all going to work out. But it seemed easy enough to just look up these addresses on fastpeoplesearch.com, and there's their phone numbers, so here we go with the next one. Stacy!
Yes?
It's Steve Dave, your neighbor. I was trying to get a hold of you, and I had to call 3 times.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Steve Dave. I use your internet. Are you doing that, you're doing the sale thing this weekend?
Who is this? I'm sorry, I'm at work and I can't hear.
Oh, what's wrong? Oh, you're at work? I don't hear anything over there. Are you sure?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Steve Dave. I was calling to find out.
Steve?
You're doing the rummage sale. You're starting at 8 in the morning.
Steve Dave?
Yeah.
We're neighbors?
Yeah, rummage sale. Stay on focus, Stacy.
What number is this?
What do you mean? Oh, this is my phone number.
Okay.
Well, I just had a question about the rummage sale. Do you not want to? Are you too busy?
No, I don't. Do I know you?
I don't know. I wanted to find out. Like, I'm gonna.
Use my internet? Did you say?
Oh yeah, I use your Wi-Fi. Just to watch movies and stuff.
What?
Yeah, well, that part doesn't matter.
Are you kidding?
No. I'm gonna be at your rummage sale.
Dude.
I'm going to be doing...
Is this a prank call? Because you called 3 times.
I know, called 3 times. And the first time, I tried to hack your answering machine and I couldn't get through. And then I said your name a few times. But maybe it was a voicemail. I don't know. Those are harder to hack. But
are you a hacker?
No, I'm not a hacker. Like, I'm not a very good one anyway. You know, I was just hitting the touch tones randomly.
Okay.
Sometimes that gets me into the machines.
Will you call me at my work phone?
I thought I was calling your work phone.
No, my work phone is floor.
Oh God. Okay. All right.
Ready?
Floor. Yeah. Okay.
874, and when they answer, when the police answer, just tell them you want to talk to the technical writer.
When the police answer?
Yeah, that's where I work.
Wait, that's
where I am. Number that's why reception.
That number you just gave me is my social security number. What the fuck are you? Yeah, it is.
Your social security number is not my work desk number.
You gave me 9 digits. This isn't a phone number.
Yeah, that's silly.
Why are you? Why do you have
10 digits?
Why do you have my social security number? You need to rip that up. You better rip that up. I don't want you having that.
This is, I usually don't answer potential spam calls, but this has been highly amusing. So thank you for that.
I was a potential spam call?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Yes, you came up 3 times as potential spam.
Okay, just listen, I'm going to be at your rummage sale. I'm going to set up a table in your yard and I'm going to do face painting for the kids.
What?
I'm going to do face.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm gonna do face painting. I'm like a satanic clown. I'm gonna do like devils and stuff.
What?
For the kids, pentagrams.
So on their how do you know what's my address? Do you know my address?
Yeah, well, no, I got this list of all the people that are participating in the rummage sale, so don't it's not weird or anything, okay? I'm not a stalker.
Are you just going down the list and I was like number 5 on the list or something?
No, you're number 2.
Oh, see, down the list.
The other couple, they said no. But I wanted to find out, can I do satanic face paintings for the kids? I'm good. I'm like really good at face painting.
Are you serious?
I'm basically a professional, yeah.
What's your name? Steve Dave?
Steve Dave, yeah.
And you do satanic face painting and you're going through the rummage list?
Yes, and the state of Wisconsin has deemed me fully rehabilitated, so everything's fine.
You're so funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. You keep giggling.
You're laughing.
You're making me laugh. You're making me laugh. It's like, I don't know why you have my social security number. That was weird. That gave me the willies.
Dude.
Can I talk to a cop?
Yeah, you want to go. I'm in his office right now.
You're what?
The lieutenant.
Ooh, let me talk to him.
I'm going to put you on speaker.
Okay.
Fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because you're fully rehabbed?
Yeah, I'm safe to the public. Hello, Lieutenant? Hello?
You're kidding. You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I really am rehabilitated.
You're welcome. No. I believe that, and I wish you luck on your journey, but I don't think we'll have space for your table of face paints.
What? Your yard is not...
Because I've got like 7 people coming to sell their stuff. I actually don't even have that much stuff. It's all their stuff.
I was going to be in Mrs. Stueman's yard, but she canceled on me.
I don't know who that is.
Were you going to let me talk to a cop?
Yeah, but his door is closed, and I don't want to monkey with him.
Shoot. Okay. All right.
But it would be fun. It would be so fun.
Oh, I would love
you're talking crazy.
No, I'm not. You're the one reading my social security number to me. Like, that's normal.
Yeah, do you want to hear that back? Tell me your social.
No, it gave me the willies the first time.
5, 4?
Well, that time you added an extra digit. Before you...
No, I gave you 10 last time. I said it was 10.
Maybe the number cut out or something, but that's my social.
Interesting.
That's so weird. Well,
I'm going to do a background check on you with that number and this name.
Well, you don't know which number to leave out. Just try all of them.
If you didn't hear the first number, I know it was a 4 that I said, so it would just be 1, 4 and the remaining numbers.
I don't think social security numbers...
That is my doctoral degree at work.
Well, I don't think social security numbers can start with a 1. Smarty
pants. They can. It depends when you were born.
Smarty pants.
And the region.
And where you were. Yeah. There's
so you do know.
There's no 1s.
Yes, there are.
I don't know about that.
The first person... Yeah, I asked ChatGPT a couple weeks ago.
Oh, ChatGPT is full of shit.
ChatGPT is pretty awesome. I hate it, though. I don't use it, but I did ask about the first social security number. That's the one thing I asked.
I'm going to look this up on the actual
internet.
Oh, I will. I got to get going so I can get on the... I'm going to get
on
your...
You got to go.
I'm going to get on your internet, and I'm going to look this up.
What's my password?
Well, no, I'm just on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's locked down with the password.
I bypassed the password.
How? I'm trying to get into money laundering. Do you know how to do that?
No. I'm not going to talk to you. You're next to a lieutenant.
No, I'm not, actually.
Well,
I am at the police department.
Okay, yeah, this whole thing's making me uncomfortable. I'll see you this weekend.
Sounds good.
All right, so I have permission then.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Holy shit, that was, I don't know what that was. That lady was crazy. Okay, social security number formatting. I do not want to look at the AI overview. Oh, look at this. It looks like since 2010, it doesn't really matter what your social security number starts with anymore. It doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you where you're from like they used to. I still can't find the answer to if they can start with the 1, though. I think they can, though, because it says 8 or 9. You can't have socials that start with an 8 or 9, or used to you couldn't. Why do I care? I'm thinking of phone numbers anyway. Phone numbers can't start with the 1, because that would mess up everything. And what the hell was she searching that for the other day? That's a weird thing for her to search. And is she going to start calling people on my list since she's at the police station and warning them that a weirdo is about to call them? She better not, because I don't want that. And oh yeah, I'm going to change my phone number to, I just had it changed to a random number. Because I don't have one in their area. But I'm going to change my phone number to that first lady on the list. The first one I talked to. Not the male, but the female. And that way it'll be a valid number. And it won't say it's a potential spam call. And we're going to try and call this guy named Michael. And why did she want me to call on the police station's number? She wanted to record my call. That sneaky lady.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I just gave away my whole plan to a receptionist at the police office, I guess. That was a really dumb thing to do.
Hello.
Hey, Raymond.
Yes.
Oh, this is Steve Dave from True Green. I accidentally treated your lawn. I was supposed to do Mrs. Steuben's house. I'm sorry about that.
Which lawn are you speaking of?
The 34th Avenue.
You treated the lawn?
Yeah, front and back, whole thing. But I won't charge you for it or anything. I just wanted to let you know that I did that, and you should definitely not use the grass this weekend.
Is this a joke?
No. Why would I joke about this?
No, seriously.
I'm being very serious. I'm a contractor for True Green, and I treated your lawn, and it was supposed to be Mrs. Steuben's, so I'm doing Mrs. Steuben's today. But there's no charge or anything, and we're not making Mrs. Steuben pay for it.
I have animals that go outside on the lawn.
Oh, you're going to want to keep those animals off the lawn. Luckily, it hasn't rained. But, yeah, it's probably going to be activating itself within the next couple days. So you'll want to completely stay off the lawn this weekend. You weren't doing that rummage sale this weekend, were you? Why is it so funny? What's so funny, sir? You can stop laughing right now. I'm just doing the right thing and calling you and letting you know. No, you're being a real asshole about this.
I am?
Yeah. I just made a simple, honest mistake, and you're going to sit there and laugh at me about it.
Okay.
All right. Stay off your lawn and keep the animals off it. It can seriously injure their little paws.
Their little paws?
Well, I assume they have little paws compared to our big meat hands. Did you take drugs today?
Every day.
Okay. Sounds like it. I don't even know how you function.
Do you take,
How do you function in life?
This is pretty good.
Yeah, what's pretty good? Your drugs? Sounds like they are. I'm glad you're having a good time. I outgrew drugs, you know, by my teen years. A little weird that you're still hooked on them.
Your teen years?
Yeah. Yeah, my teen years. You know, when you're a teenager and you're trying drugs and stuff, I quit doing that stuff. It doesn't sound like you did. Anyway, all of your grass is going to wither and die, okay? So I'm very sorry about that. That's the treatment Mrs. Steumann wanted.
Is that right?
Yeah, and any of your animals that walk on the grass, their fur will probably do the same. So you'll notice their feet going bald. But don't worry, their feet will grow back. Your grass won't.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's...
All right, I hate this phone call. I'm hanging up on you. You know what?
Why?
I hope you do the rummage sale this weekend.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because everything you put on the grass, it's going to disintegrate.
Disintegrate? Like, completely?
No, just the bottom, silly. It's not like a cartoon. Well, it's real life.
What?
I'm saying it's not like a cartoon.
You've got to be kidding me.
Why would I kid? Everything's a big joke to you, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah, that's what happens when you use drugs your whole life. Everything's a joke.
What? I don't understand. Why would you put that toxic substance on my lawn?
Oh, well, because Mrs. Steumann's, she's going to do just rocks on her lawn, you know? She doesn't want to have to take care of the grass anymore. So it's just, you know, eating through the roots right now of your grass and bushes, flowers, anything that's out there. And you can just start fresh with landscaping rocks and bark chips.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why would somebody do that to their lawn?
Well, because I just explained that to you. She doesn't want to have to take care of her lawn. She's Mrs. Steumann's old.
Wait,
her husband,
how old is she?
Her husband died.
What?
All right, I'm getting real sick of your shit, sir. I'm hanging up.
I don't understand.
Oh, I know. It's the drugs. You need to get off the drugs, okay? You have a nice day, Raymond.
What?
I hope you have a nice day.
What?
And a pleasant afternoon, motherfucker.
What?
Sorry, I'm grouchy. Maybe I should use drugs like you.
Wow, maybe you should.
I guess so. All right. Goodbye, Raymond. I love you.
What? You love me? You love me? That's incredible. I've always been searching for that. Someone else to love me. Ah. I really appreciate this phone call. This is fantastic.
Damn it, what the hell was that? I kept thinking he was taking it seriously for a while, but then it was clear that he wasn't, but then I'd think he was again. I feel like he got warned by that lady cop. Like, she just sent out a message to everybody, or maybe whoever organizes this rummage sale sent out a message to everybody. Here's one that doesn't have a phone number on it, but the further you go down the list on fastpeoplesearch.com, I feel like this whole show is just an ad for fastpeoplesearch.com, but it's not, I swear. This podcast has no sponsors. But the further you go down the list, you can find people that used to live at the address. And that's what I'm trying to call right now, is this guy that used to live here but doesn't anymore. Hopefully I'm making sense.
Hello?
Hey, Stephanie.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie. Did I get the wrong number?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is Eddie. I'm your neighbor. I work for True Green. We accidentally treated your lawn the other day. We were supposed to do Mrs. Stuman's house. So I just wanted to let you know that we did your lawn, but there's no charge or anything. It was our fault.
But I don't... Are you sure you have the right house?
Are you at 20th Avenue?
Yeah, but we don't have a lawn.
Yeah, I know, but we treated it. So I'm letting you know just to be careful out there, because... yeah, we treated it.
Wait, what do you mean you treated it?
Well, we treated the ground. I know it's mostly concrete and weird garden stuff out there.
Okay.
But, you know, you have a little side area of grass, and that's all going to go away. Front and back.
The grass is going to go away?
Yeah, Mrs. Stuman was trying to do a thing where she, she just wants to do landscaping rocks. And we did that little area out front of your house, by the road.
Okay.
And
who is Mrs. Stuman?
Oh, she lives down the road a little bit. We transposed some numbers on the work order, so it ended up being your address instead.
Okay. And you're my neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I live around the corner on East Street.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so sorry about that.
Okay, so but that's going to kill our plants out there? You didn't touch the boxes, did you?
Oh, yeah, we did inside the boxes, outside of them, on the concrete. It's going to make...
And that's going to kill our plants in there?
Yeah, you know how like when a penny corrodes, it turns kind of green? That's what'll happen to the concrete. You're not doing that rummage sale. Are you participating in that rummage sale this weekend?
Yes, we are.
Oh, you're not going to want to let anyone on your lawn, because it'll start to eat at the bottom of their shoes if they're standing out there.
Okay. So you sprayed chemicals in our flower boxes?
Yes, and on the concrete. A little bit of it sprayed, sprinkled on the public sidewalk.
And so you think like a phone call just saying sorry about that is...
Yeah, well, you didn't have much of a lawn to begin with. You just...
We have a lot of expensive things planted in our flower boxes. Why would you have sprayed in there?
Yeah, but you haven't started planting this year yet, have you? Because it's hardly time
for that. Yes, there are perennial things that are planted in those boxes.
You got started too early.
Is this like a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm so sorry.
I mean, like, who are you again?
This is Steve Dave with True Green. Were you going to have those sunflowers again?
Do you have, like a way to contact you back?
Yeah, it's on your caller ID. It's a phone number.
And what was your name again?
Steve Dave. For the third time, Steve Dave. Yeah, I'm really sorry about this. It was just an honest mistake. And, you might want to not do the, look, I'm just kidding. I didn't really spray your lawn. I don't want the competition because I'm doing the rummage sale. And I feel like everyone's just going to buy stuff from your house.
Who are you?
Steve Dave. Number 4, Steve Dave.
But I mean, like, you live here? Why are you calling me?
I'm around the corner. I'm trying to get people to not do the rummage sale because... I want the rummage sale. I want to be able to sell stuff too.
Okay. Well, this is a strange call now. So
I know you're making it weird.
No, you're
somehow it got all weird. Shit, you guys, that got all weird. I didn't even know where I was going with that. I liked it better when the guy just laughed at me a whole bunch. But at least he doesn't think that chemicals are going to eat at the bottom of people's shoes this weekend.
Hello?
Jen, you keep hanging up on me. Why?
Who is this?
I'm your neighbor. This is Steve Dave.
Who are you?
I'm your neighbor. This is Steve Dave.
I don't know who you are.
Okay, well, I was trying to explain that to you. Why, like, do you just hang up on everybody you don't know? It's weird.
Yeah, I do, because I'm a teacher, and I'm hanging up on people because I'm in class.
Listen here. I'm going to be at your rummage sale this weekend. I'm going to set up a table in your yard. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, wait, what? Who are you?
I'm setting up a table in your yard. What?
I don't know that you are. Okay, I'm going to ask you to call me back later.
No, I won't. I will see you this weekend when I set up a table. What the hell? She just keeps saying she's a teacher. Like, that's some sort of an excuse to behave like an animal. I'm going to start doing that. Every time something doesn't work out my way, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm a teacher. Call me back later.
Hi, we're not able to get to the phone right now. Please leave a detailed message, and we'll give you a call as soon as we can. Thanks for calling, and have a good day.
Janet, are you there? It's Jan. I'm a teacher. Hello? Are you there? Pick up. You used to live in my old house. I mean, I live in what used to be your old house, is what I meant to say. Hello, Janet, it's Jen. I'm a teacher. Hello? I'm a teacher. Pick up, Janet. Pick up. It's Jen. I'm a teacher. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. I was calling from Marissa. Hey. Who's this man?
Who I'm talking to?
Oh, this is Carol. I live around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Is this Anthony?
No, this is Gary.
This is what?
It's Gary.
Oh, okay.
Tall guy with the glasses.
Yeah, the mush mouth. Hey, I'm going to be bringing over a box of junk and leaving it on your porch for your rummage sale.
I don't have a rummage sale.
No, you guys are going to do the rummage sale this weekend.
Yeah, but I don't need it.
Well, you just lied to me. You just said you're not going to do the rummage sale.
No, I don't know. I don't know nothing about it, really.
I'm going to bring over a box of junk. You know, a bunch of just shit from my basement. A bunch of rusted out shit. A bunch of metal shit. And I'm going to leave it on your porch. I won't leave it on your porch. You can sell it. You can make money.
Porch.
What?
I'm not interested in there.
Well, no, it'll help you. You'll have more stuff to sell.
No, but I don't need it. I don't need it.
It's lots of
I don't even have a porch. Where am I supposed to put it?
Well, okay, fine. I'll leave it by the door. Calm down.
No, don't leave it by my door. What am I going to do with it?
Well, you can sell it at your rummage sale this weekend that you're having. And
I'm not having a rummage sale.
Look, there's lots of mouse poop and you know, just cockroach stuff all over this stuff that I'm leaving. So you're gonna want to hose it down.
What I'm trying to tell you, I don't need it. I don't have no use for it.
No, well, I know. You, that's what the rummage sale is for. Someone else might want it. But I'm just letting you know. I'm gonna bring over a few boxes of total complete shit, like rusted out shit. You know, boxes of nails and screws and bolts.
Yeah, what I'm saying, I don't need it. You know, give it to somebody else.
Yeah, but it's some old motors and stuff, like, that don't run anymore. People know how to fix that stuff up. Hey.
I didn't mean to have the Carol voice on. That was from a previous call.
Hello, this is Matt.
Oh, hey, Matt. It's your neighbor. Hey. It's Steve Dave.
Yep.
I needed to let you know I'm going to be coming to your rummage sale this weekend.
Okay.
And setting up a table.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
I'm going to do face painting. I'm going to be dressed as a clown.
Alrighty, that sounds good.
And, yeah, I'm going to
What was your name again?
Steve Dave.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have another table. My wife's going to set it up, in your yard, another long, big table, and she's going to sell things in your yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds good. Okay. The more the merrier, right?
Is there going to be enough room for everybody?
Yeah. I think we should, I think we should have enough space. Which neighbor are you? You're not 8. Are you 811? You're not 811. Are you 805?
Oh, no, I'm around the corner a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really know you or anything.
Yep.
Both me and my wife have IBS. We're going to need to use your bathroom a lot. Just so you know. Okay, apparently that's not all right. Mr. Fucking Agreeable over here.
Hello?
Hey, is this Nickel Ass?
Ask who's calling?
Oh, this is Steve Dave. I live in your old house. Like, you used to live on Potter Avenue.
Oh, yeah, like a few years ago.
I know, but I opened up the wall. We were going to build a panic room in here, and we found all your marijuana that you left behind, and that's not cool. Like, what are we supposed to do with all this? But, this is more than the legal amount we're allowed to possess.
Where'd you find that?
In the walls. You left it in the walls.
Which wall?
You know which wall. You know which wall you put it in.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
So who the hell is this anyways?
Steve Dave still. Remember I told you earlier my name is Steve Dave? Are you bad at listening because of all that marijuana you smoke?
Nope.
And why'd you
leave? I guess so.
You left a picture of your dick in here?
Oh, I fucking knew it.
Nobody wants to see that.
All right, who the fuck is this? I'm at work. I really don't have time to dick around. I wish I could, though, because this sounds like fun.
Well, you had time to dick around when you left a picture of your dick in the wall.
Okay.
Anyway, I already told you. My name's Steve Dave. Why don't you go to work? Since I guess the selling marijuana didn't work out for you, did it?
No, it didn't. It wasn't really good.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. I guess.
All right, bye, Nickel. Bye, Nickel Ass. See, that's what I was getting at earlier. The further you go down on these lists, you find people that used to live at these addresses but don't anymore. So I could pretend to be like the person that currently lives at these addresses and just complain about something that they did when they lived here. Like, I thought marijuana in the walls was pretty funny, but so did he, so that didn't work out. I'm getting all these people that just don't give a shit. And they think I'm hilarious.
This is Harvey.
Hey, Harvey?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I live in your old house on Logan Avenue.
Okay.
And we were tearing out some walls, and we saw you drawing a picture back here. In the wall.
Drawing a picture of what?
Well, it's a naked picture of you, and it says Big Dick Harvey on it. And
I beg your pardon.
My kids saw that, and I just want to say I don't appreciate you drawing a naked picture of yourself or whoever you had draw that for you behind the wall.
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave. I live at your old house on Logan.
On Logan?
Yeah. And I just want to say, I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate what you did.
Steve, I don't know what you're talking about. We live on Logan now. That's the only house we've ever lived in on Logan.
Oh, no. No, that's not. Aren't you on Lloyd Street?
No.
Are you sure? It sounds like you're making stuff up now.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
Well, how dare you put this in my wall?
Put the what in your wall? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I was tearing down my wall, and my kids are here in the room, and they see Big Dick Harvey. All right, so fastpeoplesearch.com lied to me. I mean, he says that's the only address he's ever lived at, but this shows he's lived at, 6 different addresses, and he's currently not at that address. So it kind of sounds like Harvey's a damn liar. Here, let's call up his wife. It still shows that she's at the Logan address.
You have reached
Creator. She's not picking up. And what the hell? Here's another guy at that address, and it says he's 120 years old. I guess they didn't get the memo that he died. I'm not even going to try this. I'm done on this one. Have you guys ever lived in a place and you draw something behind the walls or leave shit behind the walls for people to find. I've done that. It wasn't a naked picture of myself, but I've left photographs, not naked photographs, just photographs of the house. And at my old house in Illinois, I used to put in fake treasure hunting stuff, like you're 20 degrees closer to the first stash of this amount of money. I don't know. It was silly stuff. I doubt anyone ever found it or believed it. Or maybe they will find it in 50 years and they'll believe it and that'll be hilarious.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
I redid the drywall at this place that I lived at in Albany, Oregon, like in 1996. And I wrote something about Phone Losers of America behind that wall.
Please leave your message for 623.
Dang it, nobody's answering on this one. I'm still on the same list from before, the one that Jay sent to me. And let's see, I have exactly 100 numbers still left on the list. I don't remember how many I started out with, but there's no way I'm going to make it to the bottom of this list ever. Although maybe I will eventually. Maybe I'll just hold on to this list and keep doing this forever. It's kind of fun. But I'm also having a lot of people not answer their phones and a lot of disconnected numbers. I've actually been at this for like, I don't know, a couple of days now on just this one list.
Hi, you've reached Annalisa. I'll leave a message. Thanks.
What the heck? Hey, Annalisa, did you just unzip your zipper during your voicemail? That's weird. That's a weird thing to do in your voicemail. You need to re-record that. Thank you. I'll call back soon. I'm your neighbor. What the hell, Annalisa? Also, her name is spelled really weird, like A-N-N-A-L-E-S-A, and that just does not seem real to me. I think her parents were a couple of damn hippies.
Thank you for calling. The person you are calling
Hello,
is not
we
available.
We are not available now.
Please leave a message
Please
at the tone.
Leave your name and phone number after the beep.
What the hell?
We will return your call.
Carol! It's your neighbor. You have two answering machines hooked up to the same line, and they both answer at the same time.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Carol?
Oh, wait, Hello? Oh,
Carol, you have two answering machines.
Wait, what, pardon me? Wait, let me shut
you have,
this off
you have
here.
Two machines.
Who is this?
Oh, this is your neighbor, it's Steve Dave. You have a,
hang on, I can't see.
You have a television going on, too, back there. You have all kinds of technology.
Wait, hang on, let me turn this up. Okay, my neighbor who?
Oh, this is your neighbor, Steve Dave.
Steve, who?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, Steve Dave. I'm kind of around the corner. I was stealth camping in your backyard last night. And I was wondering if you saw my camping stove back there.
No, you weren't camping in my backyard last night.
No, I was. It was stealth camping, so you wouldn't have seen me. But
okay.
I left my camping stove back there somewhere, and I can't. I'm pretty sure I left it in your backyard.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Whoa, I heard something click off the line. Did one of your machines hang up on us?
Yeah, we have a multiple kind of things here.
Why?
No, I didn't see anything back there.
Oh, did you look, though? Like, have you been in your backyard today?
Yeah, all day.
I don't know where it could be. I was camping, like, right there by your house. And I had my tent set up and my stove and everything.
Okay.
It's just, I can't seem to find it anywhere.
No, there was nothing here.
Well, I mean, I cleaned up everything. I thought I did anyway, but yeah, now my camping stove's missing.
Yeah. No, our yard isn't that big. I would know if there's if there was anything back there in our yard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's messy back there. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a look later again to see if there is anything, but so far I haven't seen anything.
Can I come over and look myself?
Well, right now we're eating dinner.
I could just sneak over, like just sneak around and prowl around and see if I find it.
Where would you possibly be camping in my backyard?
Oh, just right in the middle. I pulled up all my stuff.
No, I mean, there's... No, you couldn't have been.
No, I was. I was camping there most of the night. I left before sunrise because I do stealth camping and that way nobody catches me. I do it in all the neighbors' yards.
Well, that's not a good idea.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It's, a nice way to camp and, not have to go that far from home.
Oh. No, I wouldn't. I don't think I want anybody camping in my backyard.
Oh, well, I might be back to camp in your yard, but chances are I'll just keep on moving on to other houses.
Okay.
And yeah, your yard didn't offer that good of a view of the stars late at night.
Oh no, I wouldn't think so. There's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I live over on Hayes Avenue, not too far from you.
No, I didn't see any. There's nothing. I've been in the backyard. There's nothing in. Okay. In, there's nothing back there.
I used your water. Is that okay?
Well.
I used your
really?
Hose. Yeah, I used your hose.
Okay. Well, you know, I probably wouldn't want somebody camping in my backyard, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was last night, though. I was camping.
Yeah, okay, but. Yeah, but I don't. Yeah.
I do a YouTube channel called Stealth Camping, and I just go around stealth camping everywhere.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. I would think that would be kind of dangerous.
No, it's fine. As long as I'm stealthy about it.
Well, it depends who sees you out. It depends who sees you out there. You know that.
Well, if you saw me out there, you probably wouldn't do anything. You'd.
Oh yeah, I would.
Oh well, I've only been caught a few times, and people are pretty timid about approaching me. It's
a bunch of scaredy cats out there. Yeah, no, I would probably, yeah.
I didn't use much of your water.
Okay.
I just filled up a few 2 gallon jugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Right. Well, if I see anything, but right now, no, I've been out all day and there is nothing there.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah. Let me know if you find it.
We'll do.
And I hope you're not just trying to keep my camping stove.
Yeah. No, I really doubt that.
Okay. So.
Okay, what's up? Okay, thanks for calling.
You should turn off one of your answering machines.
Okay.
It's just, you can put in no answer mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, that was freaky. They both picked up at the same time. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have dinner going right now, so.
What are you having? What are you eating? Oh, she doesn't want to tell me. Oh, hello? I thought she's going to pick back up. Her phone's clicking. It's probably her machine clicking off. So she probably will hear me on her machine when she plays that back. She'll hear me laugh at the end. And that's awesome. All right, you guys, I'm going to quit for now on this list. It's been a fun list. Oh, wait, hold on. Not yet, because I was trying to do... Let me just try a couple more of the people at this address, because I was trying to do a certain address, and she came up, but she doesn't live there anymore. So I just did the camping thing, and since I got the address right, she would have been perfect for me to say I found something in the walls, but I didn't do that. Damn it.
Hi, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt. Matt, it's noisy. Yes. It's noisy there. Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Steve Dave.
So let me walk out. I'm in a pool with the kids.
You're at the pool?
I'm in a pool with the kids. Let me walk out.
Oh,
sorry, too much.
The euphemism. I get it. The euphemism.
Sorry, I was... Can you repeat that again? No, it's not because I'm literally at the pool with the kids.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What's going on? Who's this? I'm sorry.
Well, you know this is your neighbor, Steve Dave. I live over on Avenue.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to be doing the, I'm going to bring a table over to your house, to your yard, and I'm going to be doing the, just selling some stuff at a table.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know. I'm going to set up a couple tables.
Is this for the rummage sale? My wife signed up for that. Okay.
Yeah, the rummage sale.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
I don't really want to do it in my yard because my yard isn't really suitable. It's very small.
Sure.
So I'm just going to set up a couple rows of tables in your yard.
Yeah, no problem at all.
And in your driveway, maybe.
Yeah, wherever you want to put them, we were happy with that.
Can I do face painting for the kids?
I'm actually not going to be there. Let me run that by my wife.
Okay.
Like, are we going to be...
Are you dropping
like,
her
are
off?
Are we supposed to like...
Huh?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. I was going to ask if you're dropping her off at the pool too. Wink, wink.
No. She's at home right now. Are we expected to man the face painting booth or is that just...
Oh, no, I was going to dress up in the clown. I do a satanic clown character where I do satanic paintings, face paintings. I draw like pentagrams on their faces and stuff.
All right, sounds good. But yeah, I mean, that shouldn't be a problem. If you want to set up tables, then that'll work.
Okay, great. Thank you for being so agreeable.
Yeah, no problem.
I love you.
Okay. All right.
Can you say it back, please? You're making it weird not seeing it. Love you back.
Love you too, man. All right.
Aw, thanks. Peace. Thanks, Matt. Bye. Dang it, it's the last call, and he's not even being weirded out by me at all. I've got his wife's phone number in here, too, so I guess I'm required to call her as well.
Hello, this is Aaron.
Oh, Aaron, thank God you picked up.
What's up?
It's not much. It's Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor. I talked to your husband, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very agreeable. He said I can go ahead and just bring over a big box of shit to leave on your porch for you to sell this weekend.
No,
it's like stuff out. It's stuff out of the attic area of my garage. It's just a bunch of rusted up stuff.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Steve Dave. I live kind of around the corner.
Okay.
Down the road a little
What's
bit.
What's your address?
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to sell anything at my house.
Okay.
But I live.
You talk to who?
I live on. I talked to Matt.
Okay.
He was dropping the kids off at the pool. Wink, wink. And he said I could bring over just a box of shit and leave it on the porch. Just old motors and there's lots of mouse droppings and stuff on them. They're very dusty.
No.
You're probably going to want to hose these down.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid. A lot of broken things. I got some broken baby gates.
Okay.
And there she goes. She was slightly less disagreeable than Matt. All right, it looks like Aaron is the last person we're going to call today. The wife of Matthew the Agreeable. I tried to do several other people on this same fastpeoplesearch.com list. You know, people that used to live at their house, and they didn't work out. And then I tried to call the phone number I've been calling from all of this time. It was somebody from yesterday who was kind of a jerk toward me, and I changed my number to their number, so they've probably been getting a bunch of messages from people that I've been calling, and they're not picking up. Big surprise there. I was hoping to do a final boss call, but they are not picking up. So it's over. The show's over. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I feel like everyone just thought I was funny, and there wasn't a lot of conflict in today's show. But you know what? That's just how shows go sometimes. So, hope you enjoyed it. Here are some voicemails.
Brad, I'm listening to the newest Hobo Sode here, bro.
Are you?
You're chewing this guy apart, telling him he asked for 6 slices on the New York-style pizza, man?
Hey, I ain't your bro, pal.
That's how it comes, dude. That's how it comes.
Jeez.
I'm on the Domino's website right now. It tells
Calm
you,
down.
Right? It's cut into 6 big foldable slices.
Don't hit me.
You're fucking ridiculous, dude.
You sound like my father. And you know what? I think I figured that out before the end of the show. If you would have just waited until the end of the show, you'd hear me figure that out slowly. I didn't know.
Hey, Brad, it's the cameraman here.
Hey, cameraman.
I quickly say
thanks for that Christmas card, cameraman.
For sending me a return card. I'm glad.
Oh, shit.
You got my Christmas card that got sent back.
I just sent that in the other day, 5 months after Christmas. I sent cameraman some stickers and stuff.
Send it to the proper address. Just wanted to say thanks for the stickers. You're a real cool son of a bitch.
Wow.
I put them on my PC case, and they look very nice with the RGB lighting.
Ooh.
All right, peace out.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
This is Woody. Just calling off my new
Good day.
Ad tell
line. Sorry to interrupt.
Hey.
In 10 seconds, you will hear a short advertisement.
But as you can see, I get ads during my call, so no phone bill. But I do get these pesky ads. So anyway, wanted to say thanks for the uptick in shows.
Hello, I'm Mike, inventor of MyPillow. Just like you, I had problems sleeping. 10 years ago, I invented MyPillow.
MyPillow guy. And I appreciate that you left me a 2.5-minute long voicemail. I know that's probably necessary in order to get your 30 seconds of voicemail in on your new phone plan. Is that a real thing? That can't be a real thing, right? I know back in the early days of internet phones, we had something like that would play ads for you before your phone call and maybe after your phone call, but I don't think it interrupted your phone calls, or maybe it did. Which service was that, everybody, that did that?
What's up, Brad? It's Mr. Long Ago.
Hey.
Just driving from Vegas back to Phoenix.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you if if you knew about the website campchaos.com back in like early 2000s.
No.
But I basically just had a bunch of animations and
oh, man.
Funny stuff like that.
I missed out. What did I do with my 2000s?
Caleb,
have any of you ever heard of Chaos Com Cam something? Cam Chaos. I sure haven't.
Hey, Brad. Randall from Pamland.
Whoop, whoop, skiddly, whoop.
I usually listen to your 24/7 stream to sleep most nights.
Uh-oh.
I think
I made some changes to that recently, didn't I?
I woke up in the middle of the night and it was playing, and there was a song playing about Steve's gigantic nipples.
What?
And I have been searching for that over and over.
Are you sure that wasn't just a dream you were having? Because I don't remember a song about Steve's gigantic nipples.
Searched shitbradsays.com. I've searched your music area on your website, and I was hoping someone might know where I could find that song. Bye.
I don't. Maybe somebody else does. And if you do, you can call into the voicemail right now and leave a message for Randall from Pearland, Texas. I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but I have no idea what you're talking about. I think you're just trying to ruin my reputation by saying that I play songs about Steve's gigantic nipples. By the way, did you know that there is a 24 hours a day radio station? Internet, radio, anyway, of PLA stuff, snowplow shows, the phone shows, the World of Prank Call shows. It's all played randomly and updated every once in a while, and you can find it on phonelosers.com. It's over there in the sidebar, I believe. If you ever want a completely random dose of material by the Phone Losers and the Snowplows and all that stuff, that's the place to listen.
Hey, Brad, call me Cactus calling in.
Hey.
I was just calling to say in the last show voicemail, someone suggested more Brad's Cactus Shack. You said you were thinking about doing one about your PI work in the past, and I was going to say, I think that does sound interesting. I love the Brad's Cactus Shack, so
okay.
You know, I'd always love to hear another one. And also, you've been mentioning having to deal with copyrighted music, and so if you're looking for non-copyrighted stuff to play on the show, I think you should play some songs from TAS 1000's album A Message for Marta.
Okay.
You know, you got such classics on there as I've Been Delayed, Protein Shoes, Science and Technology.
That's true.
And, you know, pretty fitting, you know, for the Snowplow show since they're from a answering machine.
Yeah.
Love you, Brad. Bye.
Yeah, I have so many songs that'll probably never get copyrighted. All that old nerdcore shit that I used to listen to. And there's some really good stuff in there. And I wonder if I even have the Tazcam whatever music still. I probably do. I don't know why I wouldn't.
Hey, Bradley. This is Justin from West of the Rockies.
Hey.
Oh, man. I just wanted to thank you for finally making available a YouTube stick.
A YouTube stick?
The 128 gigabytes. It's been amazing. I've been binge listening to...
Just admit it, you erased it and put better stuff on there. It's okay, I can take it.
Music, and there's some really cool ones that we never hear on the show,
because
we probably just have so much. But what is this song called Maple Heights? I've never ever heard it before. It's amazing, you're a true lyrical genius.
Rest in peace, The Bomb. That was Rappy McRapperson's old friend and bandmate. And we did a couple prank calls to him. That one was based on a prank call that Stacy made to him, where she was trying to meet up with The Bomb and get him to buy her a cat and stuff. And I don't know, it's just a stupid song. And it uses copyrighted music, so I can't really ever play it again.
Maple Heights, back when the Stacy days must have been. But it's amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Good old Stacy.
Oh, I've just been loving this.
Stacy 1.0, anyway.
UV stick. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I'm going to say bye. Right,
bye.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Climatist here from Iceland.
Hey, Climatist.
I
hear your Domino's pizza out there in Iceland is pretty good.
Just a day on Discord.
I just heard that like 2 seconds ago from you on Discord.
With no plus at that. But I just want to say, hey, Brad. Hey, I was at Chuffing and
he's not on this show.
I love you all.
Neither one of those people are. What are you talking about?
See ya.
Bye.
Hi, Brad. It's Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
Pick up. I'm joking. Hey, I got to order some more stickers. I appreciate the newsletters you've been sending out, the stickers and the Christmas card. It was sweet. I love you.
Yeah.
I started traveling for work, and I started taking the Bibles in the hotel rooms and putting a Snowplow Show sticker inside and writing my testament in there and saying, if you want the real truth, seek out Brad and Snowplow Show. And so hopefully I'll spread the gospel that way.
I hope
at
so.
Many hotels in Texas.
I appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Bye, baby.
Thanks, Redbeard. You're going to go to hell and everything, defacing Bibles. I'm pretty sure that's against the law in heaven, and you should know that, but it's okay. You know, it's worth it, because you're spreading the love of PLA, so maybe it all balances out. I don't know. All right, let's play a really old voicemail. Here's one from December 24th, because, you know, this is kind of like a Christmas show with me thanking everybody for their Christmas presents.
Beep. There it was. Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Merry fucking Christmas, buddy.
Thanks.
It's Jess. I said, happy holidays, because I've worked in corporate my entire life, and apparently my district manager wants us to say that, but guess what? You told me to say Merry Christmas, so I guess I'm going to say that from now on.
Say happy birthday, Jesus.
Hey, Merry Christmas, motherfuckers, because that's what Brad tells me to say, because fuck your religion, right? All right. Have a great day and Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye.
Fuck everybody's religion. Except for the correct religions. Tell that to corporate. They'll understand. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show today. And thank you to the sponsors of today's show, like Lord and Lady of Veggies, Bar Patron, Jake J., Craig's Mom's Bush, and Yelnick M. I will see you all soon with another show, which will probably be a hobo-sode next. And then totally a Brad's Cactus Shack. I've been saying that for like 3 years now, and it never happens, but maybe it'll happen this time. Who knows? Bye, everyone.
One, two, three, four. Type for my perfect man, but I'm not like other girls when it comes to my standards, like height or money or a job with esteem. Oh, they don't matter when it comes to the man of my dreams. He's gotta be well dressed in a suit and a tie and a pair of nice spectacles that bring out his eyes. And yes, I gotta confess that I'm kind of into skinny men, skinny little chicken legs, literal chicken legs. Whatever, ever, that's just how I like it. A tiny bit of fruitiness is never a minus, with a charismatic presence and a rational mind and a symmetrical face that's balanced on both sides. Disgusting. Never boring when he's sweet like Seymour and a sickle like Orin. Disgust, spring of blows.
Why don't you guys get lost, okay?